the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. One of our teammates, Sherry, has decorated over 1,000 freshly baked cakes for birthdays, graduations, and other special occasions. It is said that she can pipe roses in her sleep. But we think working 8 hours a day is enough. Order ahead or pick up a fresh cake at Schnucks Bakery. And don't forget our freshly baked cookies. This week, get a package of 12 cookies for just $3.99 or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
RVs are hot, and everybody wants to be an RV dealer. Salesmen pushing hardware down the fast lane because they are in a hurry. But what's the rush? With an RV, we should be cruising down the slow lane enjoying the ride. It's important to pick the right RV to match your wants and dreams. Byerly offers over 25 brands to fit almost any budget. We are Byerly, the center of the RV world. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the lobby.
M&M, peanut M&Ms, please. And a large popcorn with a little bit of that Pennzoil you put on there. And a large regular Coke. How much? $48.66. I'll take it. We're not going to the lobby. We're going to check in with Dan Buffa. He's our movie guy, and he's brought to you by Window World. I'm sure you know who Window World is. That's the name on the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. If you want to know more, please give it up for Dan Buffa.
Thank you.
Dan, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you doing? How's everybody doing in the studio today? Is it a good vibe?
Well, how's everybody doing, Dan wants to know?
It's miserable.
Apparently, they're not doing well. They're missing the. They want to keep that 73 degree weather.
It's starting to drop as we speak.
So, Dan, on Netflix last night, my wife and I watched four episodes of something we never heard of till yesterday. It's called Mind Hunter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very
wise. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It's the slowest first episode of any series I've ever seen. It was so boring.
It takes a little bit.
Well, they were setting the stage. They were explaining who these guys are. So it's not until the second and third episodes that you really get into what they're doing. And for people who want to know, again, it's called Mind Hunter.
Yeah.
These are two FBI agents. And this is back in the 70s. And it's based on a true story. They're developing a way to profile killers. Prior to that, they just caught them, convicted them, and put them away. And they thought, what if we could get into the minds of these people?
What if
we could learn
psychoanalysis,
you know, why they do it? So that we could maybe, like in the case of the Florida shooter, what they should have been able to do was head that off because of what they knew about him. And it's pretty interesting. It's It's not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but it's worth, I think, a watch. But please go past, watch the first episode, get through that, and give it the second or third before you make a call.
Oh, yeah. So that's it's also produced and directed by David Fincher, who really wrote the book on serial killers and with Seven, with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. But it's a really good series, and I agree that it's a slow building. It's kind of a slow boil as far as getting to know the characters, but it also gives one of my favorite actors, or as I call him, Faces, Holt McCallany plays Bill Tench, the Jonathan Gruff's partner. He plays the older guy who's a little bit more skeptical about the investigation and the analysis of these killers. So I really like that actor. He's a guy that's been in so many things. He's been in David Fincher's Fight Club. He had a very short-run FX series called Lights Out, but I really like that it gave him a role to really run with. But I do agree, by the end of the series, it just keeps building and building. But it is one of those series where people can really get into it because it's a very interesting thing. It's based on true stories. These two FBI agents that really dug in and taught and spoke to these killers. I mean, they shared a room with these guys. And I like the way that it's not really... There isn't a lot of music in the background. It's all dialogue driven. But David Fincher, I think is there 8 episodes, Frank? I think there's 8 or 10. Is there 10?
I think it's 10.
But yeah, and I think there's going to be a season 2. I think Holt McCallany has already tweeted out there's going to be a season 2, which for David Fincher, who directs features as well, it's a big deal. So yeah, I think it's one of those movies. And also, it really coincides with another Netflix series called Manhunt, which is the first series was about the Unabomber. And it's about the same thing, that profiling of these killers that can lead to maybe catching them before they do more harm to more people. So a couple of good series right there.
When people watch it, keep in mind, all this is based on documentation and interviews. So these are... That's what you see is actually what these killers told them in these interviews, and it's fascinating. It's sick. It's horrible, but it's also fascinating to know and come to the realization that there are people born. They're born killers. They are born with evil in them. They have no conscience. They have no moral compass. They kill like they'd eat a sandwich. It's just, and describe the gurgling and the blood and the choking like you would describe a shower, a rainstorm. It's incredible. And I'm so glad that in the 70s they started doing this, or we would never have any idea.
Yeah, and really,
drives these people.
And they're sitting there like we're sitting right in studio with each other, just sitting this far away from the killers. That's the crazy thing. You're breathing the same air they are. So definitely something to check out. But also on Netflix is coming up on March 8th, and I'm really excited about this. There's a lot of Marvel stuff on Netflix, but my favorite Marvel character is Jessica Jones. And there is the second season of her series comes out on March 8th. This is part of like the Defenders. Netflix, they have Luke Cage, Matthew Murdock, and...
You got Luke Cage, Daredevil, Iron Fist.
Danny Iron Fist, yep.
Yep, Iron Fist, and then Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. I love Kristen Ritter. She plays this character so well. It was the first Netflix Marvel series. You know, she plays a private eye who really doesn't want to be a hero at all, but she has this superhuman strength, a very dark past. She lost her parents in a car accident. She was operated on by the government to make her this superpowered woman, but she downs whiskey more than water. She's got a very dirty mouth. But season one is probably, out of all the Netflix on Marvel, the Marvel series on Netflix, this is probably the best season, because the villain, help me out, Limey, the villain in the first season was played by the Doctor Who guy, wasn't it?
For the love of Christ, I can't remember his
name
right now.
Great villain who basically was part of her past. Mm-hmm. He can manipulate people to do anything he wanted them to do. So this bad guy can make you practically start stabbing yourself. He can make you do it.
Simply just, stab yourself, and
yeah,
then you end
and
up
and you
well.
Would do it. So how do you... So she had to battle this guy in the first season, but she's back for season two. And again, Kristen Ritter, who before this series was mostly known for Breaking Bad, playing Jesse's girlfriend, but she's great in this series. That
David Tennant
out.
Is his name. David yes. Tennant.
Yes, good old Dave and Tennant really plays
How does she end up being a comic book heroine or super whatever with a regular name. Jessica Jones. Have you seen her name was?
Yeah, Jessica Jones.
Everybody else is like the Hulk or the this or Luke the Cage. That or the. And she's Jessica Jones.
Yep. Yeah. Well, really, all now, these people, they have regular names. They have, what, Matthew Murdock, Danny Rand, Luke Cage is basically his name. But, yeah, Jessica Jones, the thing about her is she doesn't care. She'll down whiskey.
She's your anti-superhero. Like, she doesn't really want to do anything. She just kind of wants to live her life. But she ends up just getting, like, sucked into.
And, of course, unlike Luke Cage, she's not, like, she's just a regular-looking woman who can knock you across the street. That's what I love about it. And Kristen Ritter is really, again, didn't really have a lot of credits to her name before she took this role. So season two comes out, and the great thing about Netflix, again, is that unlike NBC and Fox, you get all 13 episodes in one dose on March 8th. So that's coming out. But I do have...
We have to have a sidebar.
Sidebar.
Yeah. Limey just said something, and he doesn't realize that to a handful of listeners, it was offensive.
For the love of what?
For the love of Christ.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I caught that.
Now hold on. As a kid who grew up in a very Protestant Southern home, anytime you use Jesus' name or God, that's considered taking the Lord's name in vain. Now, I'm not talking about a lot of the audience, but there are people, for the love of Christ, if you'd said that in front of my mother, she'd have slapped you across the room. So just a little education into what some people might find offensive. It's not against any FCC regulation. You didn't break any rules. Just as and by the way, anybody else who knows, as we continue this radio journey of anything that any of us would say that might be semi-offensive, we just tell each other. So I know you didn't know it, and you didn't mean anything by it. And,
don't worry, Limey.
And I don't even know that five people might even be offended.
Frank dropped about 20 N-bombs in the 3 o'clock hour with his rap.
No, I didn't. No, that was not me. That was sex.
You supervised. That was sex.
I did supervise it because I want the world to know what's in rap music. Yeah. And I think there are too many people who don't know.
Trying to make Limey feel better, Frank. I'm
just
trying
to anybody who is.
Don't ever
offended.
Make anybody on this show feel better.
No. I do apologize.
We do. We don't do that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan. It's your segment. Go ahead.
But a couple good movies coming out this week in theaters. Annihilation with the lovely Natalie Portman. She doesn't work a lot these days, but it's directed by Alex Garland, who directed a great film called Ex Machina with Alicia Vikander and Oscar Isaac. She plays a biologist who signs up for a dangerous secret expedition where the laws of nature don't apply. It's essentially Natalie Portman in science fiction, which is all I have to know about. So
I just cannot get into much science fiction. I just can't.
Yeah,
I wish I could.
Supposedly, Oscar Isaac plays her boyfriend in this film. He goes on a mission. He gets lost. And she, being a biologist and ex-military, goes into this very dangerous abyss where there could be creatures, there could be death, and she wants to find her boyfriend. But, of course, she's going to find a lot more. Lovely Natalie Portman. You put her in a movie, I'm pretty much there. If it's a science fiction
agree.
Natalie Portman. But also coming out this week, which really is one of the more fun movies, is something called Game Night. It is directed by, it's actually a co-director, John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. Imagine Game Nights. Adults get together, they play these board games, but imagine if it was more like death and catastrophe. Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams, they play these, a group of friends who meet regularly for game nights and find themselves trying to solve murder mysteries. It just sounds like one of those very dark comedies.
Is this in the trailer where you get to see Rachel McAdams talking to somebody and then he gets sucked into the engine of a plane?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This does
and
look pretty
Jason
cool.
Jason Bateman's her boyfriend, husband, he gets shot and they're trying to treat his gunshot wound. And you don't know what is real, what's not. Kyle Chandler plays the leader of the group, the head, the guy that puts it all together. But again, kind of like the Michael Douglas, David Fincher film, The Game, you don't know what's real and what's not. So it's got that dark comedy.
I thought that was a great movie, by the way, The Game with Michael Douglas.
It was great, and it's kind of like this, where imagine if it was that kind of game, but with a bunch of friends on game night. That's the same kind of thing that I get from this trailer, is that a bunch of friends, instead of playing board games, you go out and you get, like, mugged, beaten up, and you don't know if any of it's staged or if it's real. So that comes out. So you got a little science fiction, a little comedy. But if you want to stay at home, There is a documentary that I watched on HBO now. It's on HBO right now. It's called
All right, before you get to it, Limey, how young were you when you lived in England? The youngest.
Three.
Okay. As you were growing up, did they do a lot of that? Oh, Master Phillips. Did they call you that? Like Master Phillips?
No. That had kind of died out a little bit. There were a couple who used to say it like in a joking way, like, oh, Master Phillips, how are you today? Because if it's the rule was when you're an adult and married, you are called Mr. or Sir. And then when you're a kid, you're called Master.
Yeah, see, I think that's all but died. It used to be a thing. Mm-hmm. And I just when the Dan said Jason Bateman, I thought that wouldn't work very well. Master Bateman,
yeah,
just, you know, wouldn't work.
Master
very well.
Statham, basically, yeah. But it's
well, they didn't get it.
What?
They didn't get it. Just went right over there.
Master Statham. No. Let's go back. No. Master Bateman.
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
There you go.
Dan. Master Bateman. You get it?
No, it flew right over my head. It's flying around.
You can't be on this show. You're off the show.
That's it.
You can finish this segment, and then you're off the show.
Master Bateman. So sad. But again, if you live in St. Louis, you may not really know about the city's past as a uranium processing center for the atomic bomb. And Homefront tackles this head on. And basically in 1942, the government picked St. Louis as the production site for the first atomic bomb. And you would think, okay, 42, that's a long time ago. But still, over in Spanish Village in North County, they are still trying to burn off the uranium over there.
In Spanish Lake?
Yeah. Spanish Lake. Yes, over there in Bridgeton in North County. And you have this collection of moms going against local government trying to get them to basically move them out of this neighborhood that is right next to basically burning off radium, very toxic stuff. And
why is a town with no lake that's not in Spain called Spanish Lake?
I have no idea.
The heck is that?
No, they have a little lake there.
There you go.
What about they have a creek?
But that is not Spanish.
Are you talking about the landfill over there?
Yes, the landfill. It's covered up in a green tarp, and they're telling people that it's okay to live there. But then the Army Corps are over there pulling up deposits of radium, uranium, very dangerous stuff, and the families are losing family members. There are people losing to cancer every day, and they can't get Claire McCaskill or anybody to really respond to them. So this documentary goes into these bunch of families, and they're called Just Moms STL. They have a group.
Isn't it that the radioactive like material, the dirt in the ground, is only about 1,000 feet away from the Bridgeton landfill, which is currently on fire? There's a fire underground.
There's one couple that they have found stuff in their backyard, and they can't get anybody to really acknowledge that. They're basically covering up as, no, we're taking care of it, we're burning it off. And these people are like, well, we've been living next to this stuff. So basically you have the chance to breathe in radium. Mm-hmm. And this documentary, which my dad, who basically is retired now, watches all TV, gives me my recommendations on HBO, but it's a very good documentary. I had no idea that this was still going on, that they're still trying to burn off this uranium that was there from the processing back in 1942. So you have that, and it's still going on, and the mothers are still trying to fight this battle. So if you want to know more about the history of St. Louis and also the current contamination, check out Atomic Homefront on HBO. It's a very good and informative documentary. But jumping back into film, Black Panther, gentlemen, $242 million.
That killed it.
Second, it basically knocked off one, but not both. It knocked off the recent Star Wars Last Jedi as far as being number two, but Star Wars The Force Awakens is still number one. But it grossed $242 million. My friend is a manager at the St. Louis Cinemas Theaters. He said he worked 60 hours between Thursday and Sunday.
Wow.
It was just, I mean, he's never seen it that packed before. This film is easily, as far as a standalone character, understand that Black Panther didn't involve Captain America, didn't have Iron Man. It was just Black Panther for the majority, 98% of the film. That's a big deal. And it just shows you how Marvel, giving the reins to guys like Ryan Coogler, who basically paved his trail with Fruitvale Station, Creed. He has Creed 2 coming up, which continues the Adonis Creed and Rocky Balboa story. $242 million. This film's going to be a $300 million before 10 days is up. That's amazing for Marvel, just showing its dominance and the fact that how Justice League crashed and burned, and now you have Black Panther, which is just soaring.
Well, and the difference, too, generational difference. People in my generation, when I hear the word Black Panther, I think of militant racist protests. That's Black Panther to me.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean that at all in this movie.
No, it doesn't. I mean, and again, people, there's like, it's just essentially about this hero who, again, and the biggest thing about this movie is that Chadwick Boseman's hero is a guy who basically represents the people. He doesn't represent, like, wealth, like Iron Man, or history, like Captain America. He is fighting for his people, this country. And there's a lot of female action heroes in this story. That's the biggest thing. It's a great balance. So that means you're going to have male and female moviegoers that want to go see this film. It's not just dominate. It's not just Black Widow and six male Avengers. It's three female action heroes and then Black Panther fighting Eric Killmonger, played by Michael B. Jordan. So it's a good flick. Again, Marvel fan or not, you can enjoy that movie. But there's also a film that I missed that came out late last year. This film is at Redbox, so now we're going from theaters to HBO Now, back to Redbox. It is.
I can't believe there's even still an actual Redbox. Is that those things outside
the store?
It is,
yeah. They have knocked out, I guess, Blockbuster kind of had the same thing. They had kind of they had one of those in the QTs way back in the day. Then Redbox kind of knocked them out. But it's a film starring Julia Roberts and Owen Wilson called Wonder. And it's from the director of Perks of Being a Wallflower. This movie came out in theaters. It did really well. It's based on a best-selling novel about two parents who have a kid who has facial deformities. He looks a little messed up. He's had 23 surgeries by the time he was 8 years old. And it's the story goes that they're putting him into public school for the first time.
And I saw this.
Yeah.
And I saw this in the movie theater. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's the epitome of a feel-good movie. It's kind of sappy. It's predictable, but it's very well done. And I like the way in this movie they don't just tell the kid's story. They double back and they tell all the characters' backstories so you understand the whole thing. I love that storytelling mechanism.
And on that, it's kind of like Mask with Cher. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
It's similar.
Segueing with what Dan was saying, Frank, and I texted you on this, and I asked Dan about it before his segment began on the air today. There is a movie that I think you will absolutely love, and keeping with the Tim Woodburn tradition of not being on top of things, of course, I see it 2 years after it comes out. And the name of the movie is Why Him, and it's with Bryan Cranston, who was the leading character of Walter White in Breaking Bad.
I watched that recently.
Frank, I laughed from beginning to end. Both these guys in the studio loved it as well, and it reminds me of you because Bryan Cranston basically plays Walter White in this movie, except he doesn't deal drugs. I mean, it's like the same voice. It's the same kind of nerdy dad kind of character that he played in Breaking Bad. And this whole movie is about his daughter is about to get married. Are you seeing where I'm going with this?
I actually saw a trailer. I avoided the movie because it looks stupid. Well, who's the boyfriend? Who plays the boyfriend?
James Franco.
James Franco plays the boyfriend. Yeah. He's a billionaire, and he makes apps for video games, and this guy's loaded beyond belief. And Bryan Cranston and his wife and his teenage son and the daughter, they're all going to go meet him for the first time and stay at his house. And I am telling you, if you like Dumb and Dumber and you like...
He flirts with the mom.
I'll watch it.
It is hilarious from head to toe.
Bryan Cranston is a very talented guy. I mean, he's going to be known because he has a voice. He's going to be known for Walter White, but he plays a dad who encounters the worst nightmare. Because James Franco isn't just dating his sister. He starts...
His daughter.
His daughter. He starts falling in love with wooing his wife. So you have his wife and his daughter both being wooed by the same guy.
It's not just that, but he just goes way overboard in trying to win the dad over.
Isn't it a big spiritual thing in the movie, too? Isn't he very spiritual?
It is. He gets,
Seems to me if you're going to win the dad over, you already did it if you're a billionaire.
Well, that's it.
Well, that's the thing, is that the money doesn't win Walter White over in this movie. He wants to be won over by this guy's personality and taking care of his daughter for the rest of her life. And it's just the whole... It's just the whole mechanism of a potential father-in-law and his potential son-in-law, meeting and getting together for the first time and working through their chemistry with some hilarious side stuff in this movie. I loved it.
I will say that I have, there's been rumors the past few weeks I've been on the show. about 15-17 to Paris, and gentlemen, I have watched the movie, and it is everything we thought. It is not a good movie. Mm. I just want to confirm, yeah, poor Clint Eastwood. And really, and I'll say this, if you were just going to focus on the train, and I don't know how you stretch 2 minutes into an hour and a half.
Apparently you don't.
You can, but 95% of the movie, I watched it with my dad, and I think it's good for a rental. So when it comes out on Redbox, $1.79, go pay it. But as far as the theater, if you're going to have 95% of the story be backstory, you need actors. I mean, having the real guys is great, and when the actual train incident happens, you're into it. But that happens in the final part of the movie. So it is a, I can see why people are giving it bad reviews. I can see why people aren't watching it. It is a bad move. Sometimes the real deal is not the best idea. Poor Clint Eastwood will move on. But again,
well,
you know,
it would have been like having Sully actually play himself,
yeah,
in the movie.
Tom
Sully.
Hanks.
It would not have worked.
Yeah, it's a big risk, and it's only one that Clint Eastwood can get a studio like Warner Brothers to do, because he's Clint Eastwood. He's directed 40 films, and even most of them are successful. But this one, I can see why my marketing guy, before I watched it, said, no, it's bad. And I was like, wait a minute, it's a Clint Eastwood flick. It's in February. It's a good plot. And he's like, no, it's just a bad movie, because these guys cannot carry large parts of the film. So a no-go on 15-17 to Paris, and also a small bit of news, Christopher Nolan will not be directing James Bond. He has pulled himself out of the running for the next installment on November 19th, 2019. Daniel Craig will be in it, but it'll be a different director. I'm hoping Blade Runner 2049, Denis Villeneuve, will be doing it. But for the time being, Christopher Nolan, director of Dunkirk, is not going to be doing a Bond film.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I talked to Clint Eastwood this morning, and by
really?
Satellite. Yeah, and I said, I said, Clint, this movie about the terrorists, it's not getting a lot of good reviews. How do you feel about that? I'll play you what he said. Well, I don't give a damn.
Wow.
Well, he doesn't care. That's
short,
it.
Short and sweet.
Sometimes you don't even care. But, again, happy birthday to Miles Teller, one of our most talented young actors. It's his birthday today. He is in a couple great movies. Thank you for your service, and also bleed for this. He played Vinny Pazienza, the real-life boxer who had his neck broken.
Vinny Pazienza, yeah.
That's right, Vinny Pazienza.
He was great in, was it War Dogs with him?
War Dogs with him and Jonah Hill.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
what put Miles Teller on the map, if you've never seen it, is Whiplash. That's the first time I ever knew who he was. Tim, did you see Whiplash?
Have not.
Oh, my goodness. Get it. It is so
it's
intense.
Fantastic.
And this J.K. Simmons is the meanest, nastiest guy I have. I forget all the drill sergeants you've ever seen. I don't care.
Think about Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, forget that guy.
In a
that guy's
room.
Like a that guy in Full Metal Jacket is like a girl
Lee
compared
Irby
to J.K.
Jr.
Simmons.
Oh, it's terrible.
J.K., he's the meanest, filthiest mouth, nasty
he's
guy.
He's wearing a tight black T-shirt, and he throws a piece of an instrument at Miles Teller as he's trying to play the drums. You'll never.
No, I was exhausted when that thing was over. I'm not a drummer. I've been. Dan, have you seen it? Whiplash.
It's fantastic.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you're in a band. You have to watch it.
He has the bruises on his hands from playing the drums so hard. It will reinvent your idea of what a drummer can do. I feel
Teller. He may be one of the meanest, nastiest villains I've ever seen in any movie. J.K. Simmons. And
it's
so believable. It's so well done.
Oscar
the acting
winner.
Is great. Yeah, at the Whiplash, you get a chance, you should watch. Is that it?
So celebrate Miles Teller, watch Whiplash, or even watch on DVD and Blu-ray. Thank you for your service. I've had enough of. I'm Dan Buffa.
All right, well, I never would say we've had enough of. That sounds cruel, but maybe just for today. Dan Buffa, everybody, brought to you by Window World. He'll be back next Tuesday with more. Window World is his sponsor, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, and one of only two with a good housekeeping seal of approval. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to do some business. We'll come back, get all ready for the Playhouse Hour, which is 5 o'clock. Amini's is it? Dan, do you have your harmonica handy? Amini's.
I do.
Would you get it? Dan Strauss, by the way, for those who just tuned in, is in tremendous pain. He's trying to pass a kidney stone. You'd never know it. Now, I read an article And it's interesting because I just read this. What a coincidence. It said one of the things that few people can do, very few people, is play a musical instrument while they're trying to pass a kidney stone.
Oh.
And as soon as I read it, I thought, well, if anybody can do it, it'll be Dan Strauss. So what I'd like to ask you to do is I will sing Down in the Valley, because Amini's is Down in the Valley. It's like in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. I know you're trying to pass a stone.
No,
this is
okay.
Asking a lot.
I've played
but
bass
if anybody,
before while passing
well,
a stone.
If anybody could do it, give me a note. Okay. Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Unbelievable. Passing a stone and playing harmonica. Unbelievable. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, shot it right out of there.
Amini's is, actually, that's what I was trying. I thought if you blow that thing, the backup pressure will blow that stone out. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. It has a copper dome on it. It's a round building. It looks different. And it should look different on the outside because it's different on the inside. You walk into Amini's, you'll realize you've never been in a store like this. Now, let's talk about furniture. Let's talk about fine furniture that comes with something. Decorator, designer, advice and help if you need it at no charge. And these are people who really do know what they're doing. I don't know that I get, well, I guess I do if you have the money, paying a decorator a tremendous amount of money to make your place look like somebody that put it together sort of knew what they were doing. It's a lot better when you don't have to pay, when the advice is free. It's part of the purchase. And they offer that at Amini's, and a lot of people take advantage of it. Because if you're going to spend, you know, good money for really good furniture, you don't want to put it in your house and have everybody that goes in there goes, wow, who put this together? Stevie Wonder? This is horrible. That would be me. If I tried to put the right sofa with the right accent, I've no idea what I'm doing. I don't have that talent. There are people who do. And some of them work at Amini's. So take advantage of that. When you go into Amini's, don't make the mistake some people make of never going upstairs. When you walk in the front door, the staircase is right there in front of you. Go on up there. Go on up and walk around and see what's up there. What you're going to find is a Jaffe lighting collection that is incredible. You're going to find some beautiful furniture, some beautiful accent pieces, and of course downstairs, patio furniture. This is the time, by the way, if you're ready for the greatest, best of the best patio furniture. And then, of course, downstairs, not only practical stuff, but some fun stuff. Pool table, shuffleboard, pinball machine. Go in. Go ahead and tell them you're AM and the PM. If you just want to walk around and look at the place, they're fine with that. It's Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley. Ooh, and always check their website. Here it is, Amini's.com.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Account Temps. An accident on the Ladue ramp to northbound 270. Stop and go southbound 270 Page all the way to 44. Expect slow traffic out of the city, both westbound 70 and westbound 64. You're slow eastbound 270, 370 to New Florissant, again into 367. And an accident in Bethalto, northbound 255 past Highway 140. Finding highly skilled accounting and finance professionals can be a challenge. Account Temps can help with an extensive network of accounting and finance contractors. You can be sure to find the right person for your hiring needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Yes, he has. He's been to all those places. And more. His name is Bill Cleveland. I hope you can hear me over that loud music. He's brought to you by Window World. Thank you. Window World is... I probably said this 500 times, but I want you to know it's the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Your home, if you didn't, when it was built, if you didn't specify upgraded windows, they are not going to last. You're going to have to replace them. That's where Window World comes in. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for the traveling man, Bill Cleveland.
Hey, thank you.
You've been to Panama? You've been to Panama?
Panama City. Panama City Beach.
I'm not sure that's what he's talking about.
I made the mistake. Don't ever do this, folks. We made the mistake of being in Panama City during spring break one year.
Yo.
You want to feel old and ugly and fat? Be down there with a bunch of college guys with flat stomachs. It was horrible. I didn't even go outside. I would not go outside. I was embarrassed to go out.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Panama City Beach during spring break. Spring break is only like their third or fourth most busy season of the year. So a lot of people are afraid to go down during spring break. But the college kids, they all stay really in one particular spot on the beach because they can't afford most of them.
Which happened to be where we were. We rented a condo. And I'm not kidding. The only good thing about it was I stood in the window for like 3 days with binoculars looking at these chicks, at these college girls getting drunk. That was the only thing that made it a good trip. But to go out, what are you going to do? Go out and walk around among these college kids? You're just an old fat guy.
They're all drunk, Frank. You might have gotten a couple looks with some girls with beer goggles on. You might have gotten a couple of flashes.
That's a thought.
Tell them you're a professor. TV producer or something.
Hey, Grandpa. Yeah, hey, old man.
Well, I blew it. I should have done all of this. Yeah, I should have pulled
the sugar daddy angle as well.
Yeah. I'm with HBO. Yeah. I like your looks, honey. I'm with HBO. Come over here and let's talk.
Still plenty of time to get that done. We talked about Lincoln Memorial yesterday. I thought we'd do some presidential stuff this week. It's one of my favorite presidential sites.
All right.
I do that, if you're a fan of Bill on the Road and you like the Bill on the Road videos, I just posted one literally an hour ago, on the I went to Wisconsin. You'll remember this a couple of weeks ago, and I taste tested something that I know Trevor hates and said he would never try. Cheese curds. You know the cheese curds? Cheese curds.
Look at Rat Boy.
So you go online.
Wipe your mouth, Rat Boy. Wipe the drool off your mouth.
Wipe the curds off your mouth.
You can go to BillOnTheRoad.com, or if you're a Facebook fan, Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad, you can see that video. It's actually kind of interesting. They squeak when they're fresh, and so kind of explain that story. So
the
check
curds
that out.
Squeak?
Yes, the cheese curds squeak.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You'll have to watch the video if you want to know more.
It's not that fun. Yeah, I mean, it's an all right video.
How have you seen it?
I'm kidding. I get on Facebook.
It's like Frank's
during
tennis
the show.
Coach.
Talking about right about
Frank's tennis coach video is way better.
Thank you, Ken. So, Bill, did you see my tennis coach?
I did not. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM.
Okay.
You'll like her.
If you don't like her,
you're gay.
Okay. I'll let you know. All right, so today we're staying in our home state of Missouri, talking about presidential sites, the Truman Presidential Library. So this is in Independence, Missouri. It was the very first of, we now have 13 presidential libraries, so this was the very first one that was out of a congressional act. So Congress got together and said, you know, hey, we want presidents from this point forward to donate your presidential papers and open a library. And so that's what the very first one was, the Harry Truman Presidential Library. It's in Independence. Truman, of course.
I've never talked about this, but I'm going to now. Okay. When I was a little kid, I interviewed Harry Truman.
When you were a little kid?
Even as a kid, I knew one day it looked like, I mean, who'd have thought that, and I thought maybe I'll be somebody in some part of the media. And I have that. It's in my phone, actually. I saved that recording.
They had, in your
they
phone?
Had, they had tape way back then?
Well, I transferred it to my phone. It was done with a little reel-to-reel tape recorder and a little microphone. And I remember I said, Mr. President, this was after he had gotten out of office, and I was just a little bitty kid. And I said, yeah, Mr. President, well, that made it sound like, I don't know what that sounded like. Mike Tyson. I sounded like Mike Tyson when I was a kid. And I said, how do you like your library? And I'll play it for you. Mm-hmm. And that's, you'll hear it's old, so.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Harry Truman.
Wow. Really?
That's a true story.
Wow.
Go ahead, Bill.
How can I top that?
That's something. You can't.
So, as you, I've said this before, I'm sure, on this program, that I love presidential libraries because they are.
Why don't you marry them?
You know what? When I interrupt people, it's with something funny. Funny.
I am a professional.
In fact, it's hilarious.
I am a professional journalist.
Bill, in his defense, he's trying to pass a kidney stone, and he's on drugs.
Yeah, okay. Bill.
Yeah, I can't tell any difference. A lot of cool artifacts.
Nobody can.
A lot of cool artifacts. One that I think was really interesting. So, Truman, of course, a big part of the Korean War, made the decision to go in the Korean War. There is a letter on display. It's a blistering letter from the father of a young man who lost his life in the Korean War. And he also sent the Purple Heart that his son had received. And Truman kept that in his desk throughout his presidency. And that is on display. You can see the buck stops here sign. So, of course, we all know the phrase, the buck stops here. That was one of his things. He had a sign that he had on his desk. You can see that. That's there. And the exhibits are actually really cool. For this being the very first presidential library, at least one that was run by the National Archives, you have the replica Oval Office that looks exactly the way that it did when Truman was in office. A lot of things happened during his presidency. You'll see a lot of exhibits, everything from the atomic bomb.
Anybody who's watched Independence Day has seen the Oval Office. I mean, it's not a big deal anymore, really, is it?
What is wrong with you today?
Oh, man.
Wow.
You're mean.
Wow.
You're being mean to Bill. Bill's our friend.
It's that time of the month.
Holy cow.
Anybody who's watching Independence Day, Senior Love, it's not a big deal.
I think he needs a Playtex pontoon.
Right, I'm going to shut up and leave him alone.
PMS.
Stay free matchy bucket or something.
Wow. God almighty.
Playtex
Sorry, Bill.
You know how I usually stick around for the playhouse? I'll just end with saying that he is actually, well, two things. He's buried on site at the Truman Library, and then his home, the home that he lived in before he was president, and then after he was president, that home is right there at Independence. It's right down the street, and you can tour that. And that's interesting, I think, because now, after someone is president, for God's sakes, they're, as you know, multimillionaires, and they have these extravagant homes.
Not him.
And that is the home that he would eventually...
Bill, do they have either the diary he kept when he and Bess Truman, his wife, went on that road trip in the car? Do they have anything about that? Because to me, that's something we will never, ever see again, and never did after he was president. When he got out of the office, like 6 months later, he and his wife got in a car and traveled across the country by themselves. and took a road trip and kept notes. Do they have anything about
you
that?
You know, I don't know, but I would not be surprised if they do. When he got out of politics, he was done. Like, he didn't do anything else, and he was on the grounds of that library probably 4 or 5 days a week. He had an office at the library, so anybody that came, you know, you'd sometimes see him there working and just working on different things, but not politically related.
Well, it would be easy to look up, and the book is called something like Harry and Bess's Great Adventure. I'm not kidding, and it's the notes that he kept, and they stayed at like regular Holiday Inn type places, and nobody bothered him. They knew who he was. Oh, Mr. President, nice to see you. And they went to restaurants, and they go to Blue Plate Specials, and they went on a budget because, as you said,
right.
He didn't have anything.
Mm-mm.
He was not wealthy.
No. Bess told me to slow down 16 times. I told her to.
Well, I think they got stopped. I think they were stopped. If I remember from excerpts from the book, I think they were pulled over. And of course, when the cop walked up to the car, it's Harry Truman. And he cut him a break and slow down, Mr. President. But I mean, can you imagine? That was a different time and a different world
since he had
the freedom to do that.
Since you brought up travel and Harry Truman, so the St. Louis, the Transportation Museum that we have here in St. Louis, they have the train car. It was Harry Truman's personal train car that he would travel back and forth from. I guess he would leave Kansas City and come to St. Louis on his, you know, when they travel by train. And they had that train car. It was, you know, kind of like out in the elements, and nobody really knew, I guess, exactly what they had. And then probably 10 years ago, some volunteers finally said, holy crap, we've got this in our midst here. We need to fix it. So these volunteers got together. They refurbished the car. And so you can go now to the Transportation Museum here in St. Louis and see his personal train car that he would travel back and forth when he was a senator.
And you can walk inside it, right?
You cannot go inside of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to go inside of it.
Oh, you bloody hell. Well.
Wow.
Show Trevor on. Wouldn't be able to go inside.
Never.
They go something like this. Hey, can I go inside? And they go, no. Stop right there. And then you said, I'm Bill Clevin. They said, come on in.
Yes, sir. Pretty much. That's how that goes.
Pretty much like that.
Yeah. If you want to learn more about Truman or things to do in Missouri, or you want to check out the Wisconsin cheese video that I mentioned, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I am Bill Clevin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. I almost said something cruel, but after the treatment you've taken from Limey, I didn't do it. I almost said, well, they let Bill's nose in the train car, but he had to stand outside.
Oh, yeah.
One enough room. His nose was in the front, the seat of the car. But I didn't do it.
Good thing you didn't say it because
of what Limey said. I figured you've taken enough of a beating.
Tim Woodburn, my only friend in the room today.
So far. Bill Clevel, are you going to stay for the playoffs?
I don't know.
Yeah, come on.
Nobody's for the playoffs.
Think it over.
His nose is.
See? You had a perfect record going.
That was too far.
Bill Clevel, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And now, as we head toward the 5 o'clock, top of the hour, Tim Woodburn with the news in the Playhouse, it is my great pleasure to talk to you about a company that you will need what they do. Now, some things, in my case, that you try to sell, not everybody is interested. Not everybody qualifies. Let's take Mark and Jason, $25,000 or more, or you're retiring a chain. Not everybody, they don't fit that description right now. But everybody listening is going to have your heating and cooling system serviced, or at some point you have to have a new one. Everybody. Now, not everybody listening can call Matheny. Because if you live or work, your business or home is not in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they don't work there. They're not licensed to work there. But if you do live, or your business is in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, yes, you too can have Matheny become your heating and cooling company. And that's what will happen. You don't just call them, well, let's try this company. Yeah, the first time, it'll be kind of an audition for them. And then what I think will happen is they will be the only company you want to call because you're going to like the way they operate. You're going to like their honesty. You're going to like how efficient they are. You're going to like how fast they got out there if you needed them to get out there quickly. You're going to like the fact that it's a third-generation family business. And they don't make up things that didn't really happen, like, well, The circulation valve finally gave out. Here, I'll show it to you. And it's some old burnt part they got out of the... There are companies that do that. They don't do that. They don't need to do that. They're Matheny. You never have to worry about what type it is, what model it is, what brand it is, how old it is, how new it is. They are licensed and trained to work on everything. So whatever you have, they can work on. And they can certainly replace when the time comes, as they just did at my house. I now have a new American standard system. And I won't have to write that check again for maybe 20 years. And in 20 years, I'll be in my 50s. So that's a long way from here. Matheny. Remember that name. Matheny. And no business, no home, too large or too small. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. Don't have but about 30 seconds here. Take a couple things coming up I'm going to talk about in the Playhouse. In Switzerland, and this was just in the news, I think, yesterday, they now have made it illegal to cook lobster the way so much of the world has always cooked it, tossing it in a pot of boiling water. Because PETA-type people said, hey, don't do that, and they passed a law. It takes effect March 1st. It bans the cooking of lobsters. But wait till you hear what is an acceptable way to kill lobsters. It's just...